Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Total Change podcast. Again, my guest is Suresh Kumar. And Suresh, we were talking last time about your testimony about your mom going into the villages preaching the gospel in near Tenali, India.
Yes.
In Andhra Pradesh. Mm-hmm. And you and your brother, Sudhir, are going along, and then
that's right.
Didn't really want to do that, you said.
Uh-huh.
Wanted to be a well-educated man and,
that's right.
and be successful in business. Mm-hmm. And how God got a hold of you through, well, sounds like you drowned, this, your story.
Right.
You drowned and he brought you back.
Man.
And just amazing. So that was 14 years ago, you said?
That's right.
And but now we connected with Harvest India in 2003, and God has been doing amazing things. Why don't you tell us what happened in those years after you... you and your brother took over leading the ministry.
Yeah, from the time onwards, we just concentrating to start the Bible schools. And when we see the need in the Indian society, we always responding.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord started to working out the needs, and we are able to start the work. And we know from the time onwards, the Lord is so faithful to helping this ministry, so that we may reach and to take the gospel to many villages.
Mm-hmm. And the Harvest India, you just focus on villages.
Yes, we do.
Not the cities.
Not the cities.
And because the villages are really neglected,
yes.
Aren't they?
Yes.
Even they're not really a focus often in Western missions,
mm-hmm.
but they're also kind of neglected
that's
in
right.
the Indian society. Just
yeah.
And yet almost every Indian person lives in a village.
That's right.
80% of India, and it's 1,027,000,000 in India,
I think,
now.
Yes.
So that means like 800-700 million people living in villages.
Yes.
And most of those villages have never heard the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to imagine. It's.
I know.
Yeah. But now you have a strategy that God's given you.
Mm-hmm.
That I was just so blessed when we connected with you when
mm-hmm.
we came that first time to see how God is working.
Yeah.
I want you to describe what you do.
Actually, we want to reach the people with outreach ministry.
Yeah.
As well, we want to reach the people with crusades.
Okay.
As well, we want to reach the people to send the native people from our Bible schools.
Right, right.
To reach and to plant the churches. And we've been doing this. And because that is the way that we've been successful
mm-hmm.
in this ministry, and the Lord is really gracious
yeah,
and
yeah.
helping to our teams. When the teams are going, we've seen the signs and wonders are following our work.
Right, right.
Because as you know, the nation of India with a lot of gods, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
always people have to see something happen in front of their own eyes, then only they can believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I seen the blind eyes opened, I seen the crippled people walked, I seen the cancer so people were healed, I seen the tumors disappeared, I seen back problems, people who are suffering with the back pain and problems, I seen God healed them.
Mm-hmm.
And you also seen
that. We've seen that, yes.
Yeah, you've seen a lot
over
of things
over and over
there.
Again. Yeah.
And that is the way God is touching the people. God is bringing the people
yeah.
from darkness to his light.
But you don't just go into a village that you've never been to and start talking about Jesus.
No, we always go on to find the need in the village. For example,
yeah.
if the village is suffering with lack of drinking water, we go and drill the water well. If the village needs medicines, the people who are suffering with sickness. So we take our doctors and nurses with their medicines, and we
yeah.
conduct a camp there, and we bless them with the medicines. We always finding the needs, and that is the way that we go when first we meet the need, and then we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then only gospel will be powerful and effective
mm.
in the nation like India.
Yeah.
So people, they just respect, because we are not just sharing, but we are also doing
yes.
what
yeah.
the Lord has told us to do.
Yeah.
Because the Christians Christians are the example in this world. It's not just taking the Bible and telling about Jesus and God. It is we should do something. Our deeds and our work will open their eyes.
Yeah. You know, it's about the love of God, isn't it?
Right.
The love of God for the people.
Amen. Love of God for the people, because that's what the Bible is telling, you know, love your neighbor.
Yeah.
And also
yeah.
there is a great example. Jesus Christ, God sent His Son to this world. Because of Him, because of His death, we were redeemed.
Yeah.
So He shown the great example, because He is the great example in this world. That's why all we have to do, we are just following what He has done.
I remember so many times, Suresh, we've been in meetings in the villages where maybe we put we're dedicating a well that Total Change paid
mm-hmm,
for.
Yes.
Or helping with the medical camps, or in the tsunami outreach
mm-hmm.
we did with you.
Yes.
And you would stand in front of the people and say, we're doing this because Jesus loves you.
Amen. That's what our main slogan. We are here because of Jesus sent us. We are here because Jesus is loving you.
Yeah.
So we are always lifting the name of Jesus Christ, because that's His heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are the heartbeat of God.
Yeah.
Mission
yeah.
is the heartbeat of God. We totally believing, because the world must hear that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Now, God, when we came in 2003, first time, Harvest India then had about 600 churches, I think,
mm-hmm.
and the one Bible college in a rented building.
Yes, sir.
And one or two elderly homes,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
Two small orphanages.
That's right.
And I remember it was the first or second day when I was there at your home.
Yeah.
And there was this temple behind your house that was being dedicated that week.
Yes.
And the speakers up and down the streets, and they're yeah. from 5 in the morning till midnight blaring the worship out.
Yes.
And I asked you at breakfast, because it was so loud.
I know.
And I was asking you, Suresh, translate what they're saying. And you told me they're saying, oh, they're worshiping this green, you know, stone idol. As we saw that, and they're saying to this idol, oh, you are our God. We love you so much. We prayed to you, and our crops did not fail, and our cattle had health. You know, all these kind of things.
Hello.
And while I was sitting there, and you said that, this is what they were saying, the jealousy of God fell on me. And I felt God's love for India so powerful. I've been a changed man ever since. And I felt God going, oh, I want them to worship me like that. And from that point on, something amazing began to happen in my own life, but we saw amazing things in the pastors' conference,
right.
healings. The pastors went back to their villages. They started seeing deliverance and healings happening. And it's been remarkable. I have, from a distance most of the time, watched these amazing things happening with God working with Harvest India.
That's right.
Including I'm coming, and God changes me.
I know.
And then everybody I've brought to visit, God changes them.
That's right. Because that is the heart of God.
Yeah.
God wants to see the need. God wants to see the condition of the world. God wants to see the change in the people lives. That's why God is bringing people like you, so that the people may hear and receive Christ as their personal Savior and Lord.
Yeah.
Because He died and He paid and He came to this world. So all the people have to do just to receive Him, just to love Him. That's His
yeah.
desire.
I realized something. You know, I've been a pastor all these years. And then what I realized was, you can't really participate in the kingdom of God unless you have the heart of God.
That's right.
You can be saved because He forgives us and loves mm-hmm. us, you know, and forgiven of your sin. But if you want to participate in the kingdom of God, you've got to have the heart of God.
That's right.
You know, that's at work in your own heart. You've got to have His agenda.
That's right.
And you've really found, you know, God's love and agenda for your people in India.
Amen. That's right.
Tell us a bit about some of the projects. Like what happened, for instance, with you? We call it the Tsunami Orphanage.
Yes.
and the Miracle Land.
Yeah.
So can you tell the story?
Yeah, the Lord is really good. And we started that school. As you've seen, the Total Change is contributing the funds to build that Dalit school. And this school is for 1,000 children.
Yeah.
And our burden is to give good education to these unwanted children in Indian society. We want to give a better education. We want to make them as the soldiers of Christ.
Yeah.
Because they are the future of India. You know, we must see, we must respond as a Christians. So I'm very glad that the Lord has provided the land, God has provided the money to build this building. And we are building that building. That will be a huge blessing to more than 1,000 children to have education.
And these are Dalit, the untouchable,
untouchable children.
This
in
is
India.
The place that we're sponsoring through Total Change Ministries.
That's right.
That now the Dalit children are untouchable. That means they're the lowest of the low caste.
That's what they believe. The so-called untouchables. I cannot. I'm strongly convinced everybody are the same.
Yeah, sure.
Because we don't know how this system came. I'm very sad about that.
Yeah.
You know, but I love to see that everybody must have the same kind of opportunities in the Indian societies. That everybody must be blessed by the power and the love of God.
Now, the school though, when they have an education, it's like the education becomes more important than their caste, right?
Yeah, because the thing is, when the kids, they studied well, if they get a degree, so everything changed because their total life transformed.
Yeah.
And they have a better life. They may have good jobs. They may be doctors and engineers.
Yeah.
They may be politicians. They may have some good status in the society.
And being raised in a Christian school.
In a Christian school. Not only that, all these kids, one day they can rise up and they stand for the kingdom and doing the same things and helping to the same people, to those kind of people. And what a blessing
to
reach these people groups.
Now, without an education, the Dalit people are usually illiterate.
Yes, most of the times.
And so their place in the society is like, picking up garbage and things?
There are a lot of things. Most of the times, even parents, they never allow the children to go into the schools because they need money to survive their lives, to go and work and get some bread or some money to the family. So most of the times, even the families, they neglect it.
Yeah.
So that's why.
So this is really saving them.
Yes.
And lifting them up to a place where they can be.
Yeah. Now I see. Now I see we have more than 1,200 children. They are studying in our schools.
Yeah.
Different orphan children homes.
Yeah.
They are living right now, and they are doing amazing. They are brilliant children. See, once we take them in, and we can mold them, and we can see their talents. We can see how they are. No, they are precious.
Yeah.
And I can tell they are the future of India.
Yes.
That's our dream and desire to bring them up and sharing the love of Jesus Christ.
Can you tell, before we end this podcast, the story of how you received that miracle land, the 14 acres?
Yes.
And then how that orphanage was built right on time for when the tsunami hit.
Yeah.
Even though you didn't know what you'd do with a building that would take 300 new orphans.
Yes. Actually, we've been praying God for the land. In those days, I think maybe 7-8 years back, we want to buy a big building. So we were able to raise some money for that building. The deal with the building owner have cancelled because we could not pay the amount on time. So I was so much disappointed and I don't know what I can do. And my mom told me, son, God has a better plans. Why you are worrying about that building? So because we already paid more than $80,000, but here we are, we struck. And not having the building, and we just are sitting with empty hands. And by the God's grace, I don't know what happened. The owner came with all the money, and he has given the money to me.
And this is the money you had been renting?
This is the money that we had an agreement to pay.
Yeah.
Actually, the time to pay that was expired.
So he brought all this money back?
Yeah, we could not pay the money. Actually, I supposed to pay the money within 2 years. So I didn't raise that enough funds to buy that big building. So we end up, the time was expired for for that agreement. So we got the money back. I was sitting in home. That was the same time the owner, he wanted to sell his land.
A different man.
In the different man in different town.
Yeah.
And somehow he came to know about our need, and he came and he asked me, do you want to buy our piece of property? I said, how much and how many acres? He said, I have 18 acres of land. And no, and I asked how much. As I was thinking, it may be more than $200,000.
Because that's what it's worth.
That's
right?
What it's worth.
Good farmland.
Yeah, good farmer, good land beside the highway. So he just told me $80,000, which is really shocked to me. That is the money that I have in my hand. So God is faithful, and we were able to bought that piece of property. And God has just given that land, and we were able to settle our ministry there. But that's just empty land. But
yeah,
we are so
and
thankful.
I remember that was when we first came.
Yeah, first
we went and walked on the land. You just got it.
Yeah,
we dedicated it to
that's
Jesus.
That's right. We prayed, and after that we drilled the water well. The Lord has brought the water. Many people think there was no water there, and God has miraculously provided the water in the land. And after that, we prayed to build a building. There was no money, actually.
I remember, see, you gave me the plans for that orphanage. Here's this enormous, wonderful building. And you said, here's what we're praying for. And we have these huge three-story building plans. And we don't know how, but we're believing that God wants us to build this building.
Amen. That's right.
And
then we...
But that's all a miracle, what happened.
That was a miracle. My mom said, okay, let's drill the foundation. Let's put the foundation stone, cornerstone. And I said to my mom, how we can do that without money? And what we can do? My mom said, that's what the way that God is looking to us. If we operate the things by faith, God will provide everything. If we stand like a people of Israelites in front of Jordan, not to stepping into the water, just to standing, you can see when they started to stepping in the water, then the water have divided, Jordan have divided. So that's what the way that we have to do. So I obeyed my mom's word, and we drilled a small hole. We put the foundation stone. That was the time the Lord have spoken to the church in States. They have given $100,000 from their church fund to Harvest India.
Amazing.
To build the building. Just within a week, God has given that money. So we were so thankful how God has provided. We are so thankful how God is faithful. We built that building for 100. And after that, yes, you know, the tsunami hit the coast. And we end up to have more than 200 children. And after that...
From the tsunami.
Yeah, from tsunami. Right now we have 400 children.
In that building.
We built that building for 100. Now we have 400 children, and everybody are loving the Lord, loving Jesus Christ, and doing wonderful things.
I remember when you were planning the building that you were saying to me, we feel God wants us to build this, but we don't know why we're building such a big building.
That's right.
And we don't have the money. And then God moved that congregation to give 10% of their building fund.
Yes.
And you started the building in the fall.
Yeah.
And the tsunami hit.
Yes.
Just before.
To finish the building.
It was just about finished.
Yes.
And within 2 weeks, we were there visiting, doing tsunami relief with you, because it's only, 20 miles to
the
coast?
Right. Yes.
And then you went to the islands, and you had children coming into that orphanage, in February?
Yes. So and God has brought...
God knew everything.
That's like a Noah Ark.
Yeah. Yeah.
How God prepared Noah to build the ark. So that's the way that I felt.
Yeah.
God just prepared the building on time.
Yeah.
So that his children may come in.
Yeah.
And stay.
And it seems like that event with that building set in motion many more miracles.
Amen.
Have happened after this. It's been remarkable what's happened.
That's right.
You have the new red light, the prostitutes building.
Right now, yes.
The prostitutes that you buy from the red light districts, from their masters.
Yes.
And they're in this building with a place to live, their children are looked after, and they're being retrained.
That's right.
And that was dedicated this year.
That's right. We have dedicated last month that building.
Yeah.
And we are going to have maybe 50 to 60 women.
Yeah.
From the red light areas.
Yeah.
where they can have a life with peace and dignity.
Mm.
And we are going to teach the skills to them. And we are going to teach embroidery and sewing and painting and doing some handworks, making some soaps and whatever the handwork they can do. So we would like to teach them so that after some time they can have the skills and live their life without depending on anybody, as well not to going back to their old thing. So that's our desire. So God is faithful, and we are looking forward to see what the Lord is doing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to wrap up this podcast right now because we don't want it to run real long. And we'll come back with another one. We're going to talk in if you click on the next one, we'll talk about the crusade and about coming back with Total Change Ministries in February conduct a great crusade with Harvest India.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for this, Suresh.
Thank you very much, Terry.